With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Hope you enjoyed the sunshine while we had it. Rain has moved into the area and won't be going anywhere for the next couple of days. Environment Canada's issued a special weather statement for much of southwestern Ontario, warning 25 to 50 millimeters of rain could fall by tomorrow afternoon. The heaviest rain will come today and tonight, but strong winds ushering in cooler air could bring a rain-snow mix tomorrow into Saturday. Water pooling on roads and flooding in low-lying areas could be an issue. A traffic stop in Woodstock saw police seize $96,000 in drugs. Police stopped a vehicle on Dundas near Beards Lane on Tuesday night. Inside, police found fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, and crack cocaine, as well as two folding knives. A 33-year-old woman is charged. Just in time for the start of exams, graduate teaching assistants at Western are on strike. The assistants who are responsible for proctoring and marking those tests walked off the job as of midnight. The main sticking point is pay, with the union representing the TAs demanding a real increase to address the high cost of living. People heading to the university can expect delays due to picket lines. Intimate partner violence will soon be considered an epidemic in Ontario. The Ford government has announced it will support an NDP bill that would make the declaration official. Until now, the province has been reluctant to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. Its revised stance on the issue was met with a rare standing ovation yesterday in the legislature. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.